You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God sees, knows, and looks after his people. Learn more about this through Hagar's story in week 3 of our series, Awesome God.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our online worship service. We're now on the 3rd week of our series entitled Awesome God. And what a fitting way to start the year than with the awesomeness of God, with all the things happening around us, with all the things happening within us. We need a revelation and an encounter of how awesome God is, isn't it? And whenever I think about the word awesome, I'm usually reminded of the word wow. Meron na ba kayo na experience na ganun? Perhaps you've seen a view so beautiful that you were at a loss for words and all you could say is, wow, Lord, ang ganda ng view na to. Or perhaps have you seen a performance so spectacular or an experience so wonderful that all you could say is, wow, Lord, ang galing, wow, ang ganda. Perhaps some of you, that's the way you feel whenever you look at your spouse or your kids. Mapapa-thank you ka na lang, wow, talaga, Lord, binigyan mo sila sa akin. Or perhaps there has been a miracle in your life lately that you didn't expect, it was so outrageous, and all you could say is, wow. Whenever we hear the word awesome, we were reminded of the word wow. And that's what we want to accomplish as we start and go through this series, that the more we know the names of God as He reveals Himself in Scripture, we could say, wow, Lord, ganyan ka pala. Wow, Lord, mas kilala kita ngayon. Wow, Lord, dahil mas kilala kita ngayon, mas in love ako sa iyo ngayon, mas kaya kitang i-obey ngayon, mas kaya kong tumuloy sa buhay ngayon kasi wow, Lord, ganyan ka pala ka-awesome. And that's what we want to accomplish, that as we get to know God more, as we have a deeper understanding of who God is, His character, His attributes, we will live for Him and live a life of holiness, worship, and mission for Him. Bakit ba natin gustong mas makilala si God? Why? Because how we know Him affects how we relate to Him and how we respond to Him. How we know God affects how we relate and respond to Him. That's why we want to get to know God more and His awesome character, His awesome attributes revealed in Scripture. So to give you a recap, in week 1, in a time when Moses was feeling inadequate and incapable of the task that God has sent for him to do, God revealed Himself as the awesome God, Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord, the great I Am. In a time when Moses was encountering a situation that was beyond him, God revealed Himself to Moses as Yahweh, the self-existent God. But though this self-existent God is so powerful, so mighty, yet this self-existent God chooses to be in covenant with His people. That's week 1. God revealed Himself to Moses as Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord, the great I Am. Week 2, we talked about last week, God revealing Himself to Gideon in a time where Gideon was encountering turmoil and troubles externally, and also the people of God were having troubles in their relationship with God internally. They were having peace. They didn't have peace externally and internally, and yet the way God revealed Himself to Gideon, Jehovah Shalom, God is peace. You see, different people in the Bible who encountered different situations had different revelations of who God is. But the amazing thing here is, in spite of how awesome God is, He chooses to reveal Himself to His people. He chooses to reveal Himself to you and to me. Ang hirap pong makilala ng taong ayaw magpakilala, di ba? Kahit anong stalk mo sa Facebook, kung ayaw niyang magpakilala sa'yo, tataguan ka niya at ibablock ka niya. But the amazing thing about our awesome God is that He reveals Himself to His people. He wants to make Himself known to His people. Different situations, but in those different difficult situations, God gave them a different revelation na saktong-sakto sa pinagdadaanan nila. Meron po ba kayong pinagdadaanan ngayon na kailangan yung mas makilala pa si God? God will surely make Himself known to you in whatever situation you are in. So today on our 3rd week, we're gonna talk about a different name that God reveals Himself in Scripture. It's Elroy, the Lord who sees me. But let me ask you this question as we begin. Have you ever been in a difficult situation? Yung iba po sa atin dito, when we talk about a difficult situation, alam na alam niyo po yung sinasabi ko. Difficulty pa lang. Masasabi niyo na, ako yun, yan yung pinagdadaanan ko ngayon. Perhaps 2020 has really been a difficult year. Kaka-start pa lang ng 2021, difficult pa rin. Perhaps you're going through a difficult marriage. You're having a difficult time in parenting. A difficult time in school, at work, difficulty in finances. Have you ever been in a difficult situation? Or perhaps, maybe hindi ka makarelate, all is well with you, but you see, it's just a matter of time. All of us will go through difficult situations. So I'm glad you're here listening to this preaching today. So first group of people, if you're encountering a difficult situation, this preaching is for you. And for all of us who will be encountering difficult situations, this preaching is for all of us. On the other hand, have you, for those of you tuning in today, have you at one point in your life felt rejected, unloved, insignificant, or unwanted, forgotten, unheard, and unseen? Probably you're here and you felt the pain of being rejected, being unwanted, being unloved, being forgotten. This preaching is also for you. Because those two situations, being in a difficult situation and being rejected and unwanted, these were the situations of the person that God chooses to meet and God chooses to reveal Himself to. Is it possible to have the strength to endure when times are difficult? What encouragement does the Bible give to those who feel rejected, unwanted, unloved, and insignificant? That's what we're going to talk about as we open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 16, verse 7 to 11. Genesis 16, verse 7 to 11, and verse 13. Could you open your Bibles? Let's read it. Genesis 16, verse 7 to 11. And then we're going to skip to verse 13. Says there, the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur, and he said to Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going? She said, I am fleeing from my mistress Sarai. The angel of the Lord said to her, return to your mistress and submit to her. The angel of the Lord also said to her, I will surely multiply your offspring so that they cannot be outnumbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said to her, behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael because the Lord has listened to your affliction. Verse 13, so she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, you are a God of seeing. For she said, truly here I have seen him who looks after me. Let's pray. Lord, as you have revealed yourself to Hagar, may you reveal yourself to us that as we know you more, we would love you more and live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So the story that we read was the story of Hagar and how God revealed one of his names to her as Elroy, the God who sees. But you see, there's more to the story than meets the eye. To give you a background or the context of the story, the verses that we just read, Hagar is the servant of Abram and Sarai. You see, we're now in Genesis 16, but it's only in Genesis 17 that God changes the name of Abram to Abraham and Sarai to Sarah. So here, we see the story of Hagar, servant of Abram and servant of Sarai. So, in Genesis chapter 12, just to backtrack a little before the story that we heard, God calls Abraham to go to a place that he will show him. And so Abraham and his wife, his family, move from the place of Ur to the place of Haran, finally to the place of Canaan. Now, somewhere in their stay in Canaan, a famine hits the land. So they go to a side trip to Egypt. So ang pinapapuntahan po ni God sa kanila, Canaan, pero dahil nagka-famine, pumunta sila muna sa Egypt. And probably that's where they got Hagar, their servant. Genesis 12:16 says this, and for her, Sarah's sake, he, Pharaoh, dealt with Abram, and he had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male servants, female servants, female donkeys and camels. So it was probably here in Genesis chapter 12 that Hagar was given to the family of Abram and Sarai as a slave. So Genesis 12, in that time, God speaks to Abram and gives him a promise, "To your offspring I will give this land." Genesis 13, God speaks to Abram again and says, "I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, if one can count the dust of the earth, so your offspring can be counted." Pag tumingin ka, Abram, sa sand, kung gano'n mo yan hindi mabibilang, gano'n hindi mabibilang yung offspring mo. Genesis 13. In Genesis 15, God says to Abram again, "Your son, your own son, shall be your heir." And this time, God tells him to look not at the sand, but at the stars. At the number of the stars, if you could number them, that's how your offspring will be. So three times God says to Abram, you will have an offspring of your own. God tells him that he will have a son, but he doesn't tell him how. Now Genesis 16, that's where we are right now. The verses that we read earlier, they've been 10 years living in Canaan. And here's what happens in the background of the story. Verse 1 says, "Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. And she had a female Egyptian whose name was Hagar." So 10 years living in Canaan, a few years back God spoke they'll have children. So at this point, probably 10 years of waiting. The question was, "Lord, will this still happen?" Now Sarai wasn't still able to conceive. And verse 2 says, "And Sarai said to Abram, 'Behold now, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go into my servant. It may be that I shall obtain children by her.' And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai." Here in this scripture, Sarai takes matters into her own hands and thinks that maybe it's not really my own offspring. Maybe it's the offspring of Hagar through Abram that God's promise will be fulfilled. Now, just a side note on this story, it says there, Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. How many of you here tuning in and you're married and you're happy that you're married to your spouse? It's good to listen to your spouse, okay? Like Abram listened to Sarai, but more importantly, more than listening to our spouse, I hope we'll listen to God first and foremost. I pray that God's voice will be loudest. So here in this story, Abram listened to the voice of Sarai more than the promises of God. How many times have we believed God's promises and yet, like Sarai, took matters into our own hands? But you see, God will fulfill His promises according to His ways, according to His timing, not according to ours. So in verse 3, continuing on with the story, "So after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar the Egyptian, her servant, and gave her to Abram, her husband, as a wife." Now, if you'd notice here, this might seem like a really weird practice, but it was a common practice in the first century for people who weren't accustomed to knowing God. Again, if you look at the book of Genesis, scripture tells us one man and one woman will become one flesh. But here it was a common practice that if a woman couldn't bear a son, a servant could bear a son for the husband. So that's what happened. Hagar was given as a slave to bear a son for Abram in behalf of Sarai. Now, you see, the Bible describes this incident, but God doesn't prescribe this. Never in the entire counsel of Scripture does God promote having multiple wives. Never in the counsel of Scripture does God endorse or tolerate polygamy. And every time you see that in the Bible, it always doesn't look good and it always doesn't end well. You'll see that in the story of Solomon, in Elkanah's wife Hannah and Penina. So you see that also here in the story of Sarah and Hagar. God doesn't endorse having multiple wives. But here in the story, it describes that it was a common practice. So Hagar is given to Abram to bear a child in behalf of Sarai. And in Genesis 16, verse 4, it says there, "And when she," Hagar, "saw that she had conceived, she looked with contempt on her mistress." In the CEV, Contemporary English Version, it says, "She," or Hagar, "became proud and treated Sarai hatefully." Hagar becomes pregnant and as a response, hates Sarai. And Sarah blames Abraham. Sarah treats Hagar harshly. Ang nangyari po, nagkagulo-gulo na. Dahil naasar na si Hagar, sabi nga ng asawa ko, si Hagar sa hirap ng buhay na Hagar. Si Hagar na Hagar. Genesis 16 verse 6 says there, "Then Sarai dealt harshly with Hagar, and she fled from her. Then Sarai treated Hagar so harshly that she finally ran away." Imagine this for a moment. Hagar's difficult situation. She was an Egyptian. She was not an Israelite. So she was a foreigner. To top it off, she was a slave. She was the second wife. She was pregnant. And she was being treated harshly. That was the difficult situation that she was in. Perhaps some of you, you're also experiencing another difficult situation. Probably not like Hagar's, but you know the situation that you are in is so difficult, even to the point of quitting. Maybe like Hagar, you're at that situation na alam mo lang, mag-quit na kaya ako dito, ang hirap eh. That's what the situation that she was in. But I love how the Lord meets her in that difficult situation. The scripture that we read earlier, Genesis 16 verse 7 says this, "The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to shore." The way to shore was a road that was going back to the land of Egypt. Could it be that when Hagar quit because of her difficult situation, she was going back to where she came from? Probably. But you see, in this situation, in her difficult situation, Hagar was not looking for God. In a time of rejection, Hagar was not looking for God. But God found Hagar. God found Hagar. The angel of the Lord found her. When you see this phrase, "the angel of the Lord," in the Old Testament, scholars would believe that this was the pre-incarnate Christ. So every time people encountered the angel of the Lord, people would always say that they have met God. So here, the angel of the Lord or the pre-incarnate Christ, God himself, finds Hagar in a difficult situation and meets with her. If you've ever asked that question, "God, where are you when it's difficult? God, what are you doing when it's difficult?" Here in this story, you will find your answer. When it's difficult, God goes after you and God finds you, just like he did with Hagar. God found and met Hagar in a difficult situation. God found and met Hagar in difficulty and in rejection. And the same God who found and met Hagar is the same God who finds you and meets you whenever you're facing a difficult situation or whenever you're facing rejection. God finds us and meets us in difficulty and in rejection. And this is what the angel says, Genesis 16 verses 8 to 9, and he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" And she said, "I'm fleeing from my mistress Sarai." The angel of the Lord says to her, "Return to your mistress and submit to her." Let me pause for a while. Yes, God found Hagar. God met Hagar in that difficult situation. But notice what God's encouragement was. "Return to your mistress and submit to her." Return to that difficult situation. It's as if God was saying, "Don't quit. Don't quit." For some of you tuning in with us this afternoon, probably that's also the message that God is saying to you as you face a difficult situation. God is meeting you, but God is saying, "Don't quit. Don't quit your marriage. Don't quit your family. Don't quit praying. Don't quit believing. Don't quit waiting. Don't quit. Go back," God says to Hagar. But even as God gives the command to go back, as God gives the command not to quit, here are two ways that God reveals himself to Hagar that enables her to go back, that enables her to bounce back. Two ways that God revealed himself to Hagar in a time of difficulty and rejection. First is that God listens to our affliction. God listens to our affliction. Verses 10 to 11 of Genesis 16, it says there, I will surely multiply your offspring so that they cannot be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said to her, Behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord had listened to your affliction. God listens to our affliction. God's instruction to Hagar, the name of your baby will be Ishmael, so that every time you see Ishmael, you'll be reminded, I hear your misery. I hear your affliction. In the NIV, it's translated as, For the Lord has heard your misery. We've talked about it earlier, how miserable Hagar's life might have been, how difficult it might have been to live that kind of life. But here, we see the awesome God revealing himself, and he says, I am the God who hears your misery. And every time Hagar would see Ishmael, she'd be reminded, Your name is Ishmael, which means God hears. God listens to your affliction. God hears your misery. What an awesome God we have. First way that God revealed himself to Hagar, God listens to our afflictions. Are there things in your life that you've been praying about, crying about? Perhaps only God sees your tears. Only God hears your prayer. Only God knows your cry. But you see, God hears your affliction. God listens to your affliction. Probably, meron kang matagal nang hinaing, prayer request, na parang ang tagal-tagal na, parang wala pang nangyayari. Let me encourage you. God hears. God listens. And the name Ishmael doesn't just mean God hears. It means in the original language, to hear and to answer. God hears. God answers. We have a God who listens to our affliction. Second encouragement, second way that God reveals himself to Hagar. First, God listens to our affliction. Second, God looks after us. God looks after us. Genesis 16, verse 13, it says there, So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, You are a God of seeing. For she said, Truly here I have seen him who looks after me. Here we see the name of God revealed, El Roy, the God of seeing, the God who sees me. In the New International Version, it's translated, You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. Can you imagine this with me? Perhaps Hagar has heard about God, for God was speaking to Abram, and God had promised Abram and Sarai that they will have a child. But this time, Hagar doesn't just hear about God from a third-party perspective. Here, God appears to her personally. And so she finally says, You're not just the God of Abram. You're not just the God of Sarai. You are the God who sees me. This is an encouragement for those of you who are probably feeling rejected, abandoned, unseen, unnoticed. For some of you, you may be in your home, but you feel unseen and unnoticed, unappreciated. For some of you here, you may be thinking, Lord, ang sakit na, rejected ako ng mga mahal ko sa buhay. For the singles here who got their hearts broken, who got rejected, God sees you. God sees that pain. Are there difficulties in your life that you feel like no one sees? God does. Do you feel that you are unseen, insignificant, rejected, unloved? God is saying, He sees you. God sees you. You are not unseen. You are not forgotten. God is looking after us. That verse says, I have been looking after you. You are a God of seeing, for she said, Truly, I have seen him who looks after me. Second way that God revealed himself to Hagar, He is looking after us. God looks after us. What an awesome God we have. First, God meets Hagar, God finds Hagar, and then reminds her, I am listening to your affliction, and I am looking after you. And after God meets Hagar, after that story, Hagar finally returns back to Abram and Sarai. Yes, the difficulty was still there. Scripture doesn't say how she was treated afterwards when she went back. But when she went back, she found the strength to return. Because now she knew the God who listens to her and the God who looks after her. Same God that revealed himself to Hagar is the same God who's revealing himself to us. He is listening to us and he is looking after us. What an awesome God we have. That he would include not just Abram and Sarai, the people that he has chosen, but that God has included Hagar, a foreigner, a humble servant, a slave, a people of a different nationality, and included her to be a part of God's blessing. For all of us listening to this preaching, for those of you going through difficult situations, let me encourage you, God listens and God looks after you. For those of you feeling rejected, you are not unseen, you are seen by God. Or probably, hindi ka dun sa dalawang scenario na yon. Wala kang difficult situation, hindi ka feeling rejected, but probably you know people who are like that. I pray that you would also encourage them, that God listens and looks after them. And would you include, let me challenge you, if you know people who are feeling alone, abandoned, rejected, unloved, would you also invite them and reflect the missional God who includes all people from all walks of life? Would you invite people so that they too, like Hagar, could be included and feel the blessing of God? As an application and as we end, we can have strength to endure in difficult times because we have an awesome God who listens and looks after us. We can have strength to endure in difficult times because we have an awesome God who listens and looks after us. Let me pray. Lord, we thank you for revealing yourself to Hagar, that you are the God who listens and that you are the God who looks after us. And Lord, you don't just listen and look after us. You find us and meet us in times of difficulty. Lord, with the situation that we are in as a nation, amidst COVID-19, amidst this pandemic, amidst financial instability, amidst difficulties that we will be facing this 2021, we declare that you are our awesome God, our El Roy, the God who sees, the God who listens, the God who looks after us. So Lord, may we find strength in difficult times. Let me pray for those of you who are facing a difficult situation. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who are facing a difficult situation. Lord, we speak a breakthrough. We speak a miracle, Lord God, that you would come through for them. You would meet them, find them, and speak to them, encourage them in this difficult time. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for one more group of people. If you are here and you just know you feel rejected, unloved, unseen, God would like to remind you that you are not unnoticed. God sees you and he is mindful of you. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who are feeling alone, left out, rejected, unwanted, unloved. God, I pray that you would remind them that you are a God who sees. They are not unnoticed. You see them, Lord, and you will meet them where they are. Could we all lift up our hands to God? Lord, as a people, may we reflect you, the covenant God who includes people from all walks of life in your blessing, in a relationship with you. Lord, as a people, may we reflect you and may we include so many people to be part of your family, to be part of your kingdom. Help us to reach out, Lord, to more people so that they will encounter you, the God who listens, the God who looks after us, and the God who finds us and meets us. We love you, Lord. We love you, our God who hears and our God who sees. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you need prayer, please feel free to message us here in the comment section below. We would love to get to know you and pray for you. God bless you. Have a blessed week ahead.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.